Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today a special, we'll call it a holiday edition of what we're doing here. This was actually recorded by someone else, or posted by someone else, over a year ago, Mr. Jay Wallace, on December 4, 2017. His article was entitled, Who is Jesus According to the Other Religions? And we'll wrap up with telling about who Jesus really is, but I thought this would be appropriate to talk about Jesus. I think that's what Christmas was supposed to be about, right? Jesus? Well, anyway, whether it is or not, that's what you and I are about every day. And I'm skipping my regular stuff because of the scheduling issues at this time of year. The people who are listening and the people, and this guy who is recording, there's going to be other things coming up during the day, so this will be my final posting until Wednesday. There'll be nothing the rest of this day, nothing Christmas Day for those in real time. We'll come back Wednesday the 26th with the What's Next or the Post-Tribulation Handbook stuff. Thursday we'll get back to Romans and so on. Lord willing, all of this. What do the other religions think about Jesus? Has there ever been a person really about whom so many different kinds of things have been said? It's just incredible. I haven't said the different things yet, but you'll be amazed at how many different teachings there are about this one we call Jesus. Judaism, we recognize, says Mr. Wallace, that Judaism pre-existed and gave birth to Christianity. But Judaism has also had over 2,000 years to consider and respond to the claims of Christ. Much has been written about Jesus from a Jewish perspective, most interestingly by those early Jews who described Jesus in the centuries right after he lived here. Ancient Jewish believers, as recorded by the Talmud and the Toledot Yeshu, described Jesus like this. First, he was Mary's son. Okay. Jesus was a teacher. Yeah. Jesus had many disciples, yes, and Jesus was respected. Wow, that's Jewish teaching. But as Christianity spread and the divinity of Jesus was proclaimed throughout the known world, Jewish opposition rose. 1,000 years later, many Jews were facing stiff persecution and blamed their situation on the rise of Christianity and the person of Jesus. Now, that first part might be true. Yeah, it was the rise of Catholicism and the hatred that was in the hearts of Romanists that gave them their feeling about who Jesus is. So they began to put it all together and say, "This it must be the person of Jesus, and we've got to attack that." Jesus, they said, was a miracle worker. But they denied Jesus' power came from God. Instead, they often claimed Jesus wielded the power of the devil, like you find in the New Testament, the things that came against Jesus. Jesus practiced magic and led Israel astray, says the Sanhedrin of many years later. Jesus claimed to be the Messiah. While ancient Jews denied Jesus was the Messiah, they did acknowledge Jesus made this claim publicly. Jesus was crucified on the cross, and then Jesus' followers reported he rose from the dead. They were giving all those factual things, but the things that they could not believe in their heart, they just denied. That's Judaism. That's what they think about Jesus. Islam has their own spin on it. Jesus was born of a virgin. Did you know that Islam believes that? Jesus was to be revered, so far so good, revered as a prophet and apostle of God, but nothing more than this. Prophets sent specifically to the children of Israel, but they deny he's God or the Son of God. Some would say he's a wise teacher in Islam. The Quran reports that the disciples were helpers of God, although they believe that this God was Allah. Muslims also believe Jesus' disciples identified themselves as Muslims. Muslims believe that Jesus performed many miracles. These miracles even included the healing of a blind man and a leper. Jesus spoke miraculously as an infant, they would tell you. The Quran also reports that Jesus brought life to the dead. Islam acknowledges that Jesus ascended into heaven in bodily form. The Quran reports that Jesus will sit beside Allah during the judgment. While Muslims acknowledge the ascension, they either deny that Jesus was crucified or that he died on the cross, actually died. Most simply believe that Jesus' death was an illusion. Some even believe that Judas Iscariot was mistaken for Jesus on the cross. Muslims believe that Jesus will come again. They maintain Jesus will return as a Muslim, Ummati, and as a follower of Muhammad, returning to earth to do what? To revive Islam. That's the Islamic Jesus. You've heard of Baha'u'llah, who was a 19th century Persian, claimed to be a messenger from God. He founded the Baha'i faith in 1863. A lot of stuff going on in that 19th century. You'll be amazed how much of what I'm reading came out of there. Baha'u'llah taught all of religious history had been revealed through a series of messengers sent by God. And he considered himself, Baha'u'llah, to be the last of these messengers. The Baha'i say that Jesus is only one of nine great world manifestations. He's not a unique path to salvation, and all religions are basically the same. We would agree with that in one sense, that all of them are a works-based way to get to heaven, except the true faith of Jesus. We got a lot of Christians who are into that works-based thing, so they're no better than the other religions, going to the same place. But there is a core to Christianity of true people who just trust him to save them. Baha'i teaches that Jesus came from God, that he was born of a virgin through the Holy Spirit, just like the Bible says, that he spoke for God, was a wise teacher. He had a divine and human nature. Baha'u'llah also described the nature of Jesus in a manner consistent with biblical teaching. He was a miracle worker, was crucified and spiritually resurrected as an atonement for humanity. So they go in and out of truth in Baha'i. How about Hinduism? Jesus was a holy man, was a wise teacher, and he is a God. Sounds like Jehovah Witness right there. We'll get to them in a minute. Buddhism, Jesus was an enlightened man, a wise teacher, a holy man. The New Age movement, any attempt to identify Jesus as the singular God of the universe will surely be rejected in the New Age movement. But he was a wise, moral teacher. How about the cults? How about the Jehovah's Witnesses? They say that Jesus is actually Michael, the archangel. He was the first creation of God. He came to earth as a man, died on a stake. It's just a big stick. And rose from the grave invisibly as a spirit. Jesus then returned invisibly to Brooklyn, New York. Whoa! In 1914. Did you know that? Yeah. What was he doing there? He's heading up the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. And they've moved, or are about to, or have already. So I imagine Jesus had to move over there. They're still going to be in New York, but Brooklyn is history. Then there's the Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan. Yeah. He was once a human being like you and me, but through good works, he evolved spiritually to become a god. However, Jesus is just one god amongst a pantheon of gods, all of whom were once human, but evolved to become gods themselves. Jesus was born to Mary, through physical incest when his father, God, had sexual relations with her. And Mormons teach that the blood and cross of Christ is foolishness, cannot fully atone for our sins. Do you ever notice there's no cross on a Mormon church or temple? That's what this article says. I haven't personally noticed that. Check that out. How about Christian Science? Also in the 19th century, so were the Mormons, so were the Jehovah Witnesses. Christian Science and Mary Baker Eddy say that Jesus was only a man and that Christ is a divine idea. Furthermore, Jesus never did any supernatural miracles. He simply showed people their mental illusions of sin, evil, illness, and disease. Christian Science says that Jesus did not die, and his resurrection was only in a spiritual sense. How about Sun Myung Moon? That's the Korean Messiah, the Moonies, remember? He claims that Jesus was a man who failed his divine mission, and he, that is the Reverend Moon, is the second coming of Christ to unite the world under the banner of the Unification Church. He's been around quite a bit, not a whole lot of unity going on that I'm seeing. Seems to be going the other way. Unitarians believe, this is the Unitarians now, that Jesus was a good man who was mistakenly deified by his followers. About Freemasonry, you've heard of the Masons. Freemasonry teaches that Jesus was only a moral teacher. He's no better than Buddha, Confucius, Moses, Muhammad. They deny that Jesus was the light of the world. They claim that Freemasonry is the true light of humanity. Scientology, that's Ron Hubbard, L. Ron Hubbard. Scientology claims that Jesus is just a false dream, whatever that means. You want another weird one? Spiritists, listen to this carefully. I don't know if you can interpret this any better than me. If you've studied it, I guess so. Spiritists say Jesus is an advanced medium. We would call that a warlock witch. An advanced medium in the sixth sphere of the astrological projection. Hello? How about unity? Unity. Unity teaches that Jesus is a man who perfected a divine idea. Rosicrucians claim Jesus is a manifestation of cosmic consciousness. Maharishi and Transcendental Meditation, TM, used to be pretty popular. It says that Jesus was an enlightened guru who never suffered or died for anyone. Well, 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 the more you study the false cults, religions, the more you realize that the Jesus of the cults is not the Jesus of the Bible in any sense. All of the cults promote their own false, man-made version of Jesus Christ. They're counterfeits. They can't save anyone. So who is the real Jesus? John 1:1, we read, in the beginning was the Word. That's another name for Jesus. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There it is. That's good enough right there. We could stop, but there's other verses. A few verses later in John 1:14, it says, the Word became flesh. This is God. Jesus, God, became flesh. Emmanuel, God with us, right? Became flesh, and he made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the apostles could say it. They've seen it. The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. What a privilege to be called an apostle. There's no apostles like that today. Don't let anyone fool you. These men were chosen to be eyewitnesses. Eyewitnesses of his glory. And they paid a price for that. Anytime you think you're getting something from God, a revelation, or you're understanding even the scriptures more, and you're passing that on, there's a price to pay. If you've noticed, when that happens to you, it's always something that the enemy tries to stop you with. Mm-hmm. Colossians 1:15, Paul tells us that Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. In Colossians 2:9, Paul says, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form." Yeah. The real Jesus is the one true God of all creation. He's the second person of the eternal triune Godhead. He loves us so much that he broke into human history and split history into B.C. and A.D. Now, they don't use that so much anymore. Did you notice that? This is the common era. Common, C.E. Yeah. And then B.C.E. would be before the common era. But what are those two divisions based upon? Jesus' birth. Yeah, that's true. But he split it all wide open to personally reveal himself to us. The Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And as Acts 4:12 declares, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. No other name. Have you put your faith, says the writer of this article, and I will add my amen to it. Have you put your faith in the real Jesus Christ? What a wonderful thing that would be for you in this season or any season to come to the Christ who died for you. Thank you for being with me this year. We're not quite done with the year, but thank you that you've been there, and I hope you're being blessed by the things that you're finding at Hackberry House. And, well, let me just close. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we will talk again soon in a couple days. Bless you. Bye-bye.